So one of the Chevra asked regarding the order of the Shiurim, is there a build-up, is there a movement, is there a beginning, is there an end? So I just want to clarify before we go on to this next shlaf today, Yemirtz Hashem, that the idea of Simchas HaChayim, which we're trying to focus on, is a Simcha of life itself. And we began explaining Simchas HaChayim as something which is shaykh to every single human being. The understanding and contemplating the mere fact that every single breath of life is a gift from Hashem and is literally a Tchiyas HaMeisim is perhaps the most thrilling, accessible Simchas HaChayim which is shaykh. Every single moment of life, the breath of life itself, is something where the Ribbono Shalom is present. It doesn't make any sense, logically, that the air which we breathe is what's necessary to make this system run in the body. The heart pumping, the eyes seeing, the nervous system, the legs, Ein Sof, infinitely. Every movement, Bachutz and Bifnim, comes from the breath of life. Who can explain such a thing? I'll call it Nishima, Nishima Tahalal Ka. That will be something which we're going to give a special shiur about. And then we moved on to simchas which are more shaykh to a Jew. The simcha, what it means to be a Yid. Shalei Asanigai, which is a simcha sachayim, which is miyuchad to every single Ben Yisrael. And then the simcha of Sha'asali called Tzarechki. The simcha of bitach and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing for him. And as we explained, based on the pasuk, tachas asher le'evadata Hashem elokecha, the simcha uvetuv leivav meiroiv kol, and I just want to go over this nakuda to explain it a little bit more clearly. But the Beis Aharon taught us that there's an atzvus which comes from ani. And maybe we'll see the Rashab and Mirz Hashem who highlights this a little bit more at a later time. But there's an atzvus which comes from ani, whether it's an ani which is magiali, or it's an ani which comes from chaserli, that I'm lacking something. And that's the idea of meiroiv kol. There's a simcha of yeshli kol. There's a simcha that I have everything which I need. And then there's the simcha which is called meiroiv. That of all the abundance and of the things which I do have, to recognize and to remember that it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if a person loses sight of that, and he thinks that it's koichi va'itzim yadi, that I worked hard and it's magiyali, then it taints the entire bracha and taints the simcha, the purity of what Hashem is giving us. And this was the difference between Yaakov and Esav. That Yaakov says yeshli kol, and Esav says yeshli rav. But when a Jew knows that everything which he has comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he strips away that yeshli rav, which Esav is boasting about, that gaiva of Esav. When he's machnia that gaiva and he says, it's not because of me, it's because of you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Then he overcomes all the adversaries and all the challenges in his life. All the Esavs in his life, they succumb to him. Like it says, Kiseite la melchama leivecha, when you go out to war against your enemy, which we know is the Yitzhahara, the Racham HaKadosh teaches and others, when a sonai Hashem alakecha biyadecha, the main thing is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him to you. When we recognize that everything which we have is a matana, that there's the Yeshli Rav and the Yeshli Kol, and we take away that Rav from the hands of Esav, from the Gaiva, which is that Esav inside of us, that's called Asher avadata Hashem alokecha meiroiv kol. From that place of rav, of roiv, in that place of kol. So this is the tahalich, and now we're moving weiter. And we're going to discuss today, b'siyata d'shmaya, another dimension of avodas Hashem b'simcha. We spoke about the fact that a Jew has been chosen by the Ribbono Shel Olam, what it means to be a neshama, to be a chelek al kamimal, to be sameach b'chelkai. These are all concepts which are very real. If you could just mute your phone, please. Which are very real. which belong to us and we carry it with us all the time wherever we go. It's a simcha tmidi. But it's an or. And every single or needs a keli. And today's discussion is going to focus on the keli, the lamaisa, the expression of that simcha when we put it into action. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that there's a stir in the words of Shlomo HaMelech. That Shlomo says, on the one hand, ulesimcha mazu aisa. What is simcha anyways? What does it do? Yet on the other hand, Shlomo says, v'shibachti ani aisa simcha. Simcha is something which is very praiseworthy. So the Gemara explains that it's not a stira. That the simcha which is mishubach, v'shibachti ani aisa simcha, is a simcha shel mitzvah. Whereas the simcha of which Shlomo says, mazu aisa, what is it? It's empty. It's a simcha she'ena shel mitzvah. And the Mefarshim deal a lot in explaining what it means a simcha shel mitzvah. As you can see from these words of Chazal, that they're very ambiguous and they need explanation and they can be explained in many ways, and I hope in Mitzvah Hashem as we move forward to offer different interpretations from the words of Chazal on what this means, simcha shel mitzvah. But from the very beginning, simcha shel mitzvah means that the simcha which a person has to have the opportunity to serve him, to serve the master of the world. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. That whatever it is, whatever mitzvah which we have to do, to see it as an opportunity, to see it as a schus. Not the pleasure of the mitzvah. I'm not talking about that right now. Make no mistake that the Baal HaTanya writes that there's a difference between simcha and tainug. We'll speak about tainug in Mitzvah Hashem. The pleasure that one has while performing the mitzvah. But ivdu es Hashem b'simcha means to serve from a place, an emotional, psychological, spiritual place, and to put that into action knowing that what a wonderful, amazing opportunity I have to be able to serve the Bari Yaila. The Rambam writes famously at the end of Hilchos Lulav, HaSimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs, the simcha which a Jew should have in performing mitzvahs to the avas ha-keel shetiva behen, and the love of Hashem who commanded us in doing these mitzvahs, avoigda g'day lahi. This is a very great avoida. And he writes, quoting the Teichacha, that a person who's moinea atzmo misimcha zu, that if a person doesn't have this simcha, roi li par mimenu, it's punishable. As it says in the pasuk, tachas ha-shalei avadata se-shem alokecha besimcha betuv leivav. And we look at this and we question, even without the Rambam, just looking at the psukim, one can be punished, he can be held accountable for not having simcha and mitzvahs. What does this suggest about the avoida which we do? The Rambam calls it avoida gedoylihi. But the tzaddikim explain as follows, and this is something which we hope to develop in Mitzvah Hashem. The Gemara tells us, when explaining the avoida the Levim have in the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah refers to it as avoidas avoida. The avoda of the avoda, the service of the service which they perform. And the Gemara says, Ezuhi avoidas avoida. What does it mean, the service of the service? And the Gemara says, Zuhi Shira. The song that the Levim sing in the Beis HaMikdash, that's called avoidas avoida. Now, how does one interpret avoidas avoida? The avoda which accompanies the avoda? That when Yidden are bringing korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash and the Levim have a mitzvah to sing, that's the secondary, that's tafel to the avoda of bringing the korban? Or, like the Mefarshim explain, that avodas avoda can be understood that no, this is the pinnacle avoda. That although a person who has to bring a korban, that's his chiv, and if he brings shira and he doesn't bring the korban, then he's not yoytze. He has a chiv to bring a korban and it has to be brought. But once a Jew is bringing the korban and it's accompanied by simcha, of the two, although mitzad his chi of the korban is ikar, but mitzad what is really niskarev and niskabu b'fnei Hashem is the simcha even more. The simcha is even more precious to the Ribbono Shel Olam than the actual korban. That's called Avoidas Avoida. Because Shira comes from a place of Simcha. And like we explained in previous Shiurim, the Maral teaches, and it says some Mufurish in the Zohar, that Simcha comes from Shleimus, that when something is complete, there's a Simcha. The Simcha element in Avodas Hashem completes the mitzvah. And so long as a person is performing mitzvahs, but it's lacking Simcha, it's chaser and it's like a balmum. It's lacking a Shleimus. And Bipashtas, this is what the Gemara says, Simcha Shal Mitzvah. V'shibachti anias ha-simcha. Even the word v'shibachti is like a lashon of shevach and shira. V'shibachti anias ha-simcha. The completion of the mitzvah is the simcha that a Jew has in performing the mitzvahs. This tevia that Hashem Yisbarach has from every Jew to have a simcha in his avodas Hashem, of which, like we said, the teichecha, tachas asher le'avanat Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuvleiva merev kar. How to understand, and we spoke about this in the first shir, the hischaivus that a Jew has to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. So listen to the words of the Baal HaTanya. That he writes in Likutei Torah in Sukkos, quoting the pasuk Tachas Asher Le'avadta Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha, Ki Ikar Ha'Avodas Tzarech Lihiyos B'Simcha. The Ikar Avoda is to serve Hashem B'Simcha. And then he explains, She'ani Oyved Es Habori Baruch Hu, that I am serving Hashem Yisbarach, Memale Kol Almin V'Soyved Kol Almin. Now, if these are words which you've never heard before, this is a very important moment for you. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the master of the universe, he's memali kol almin, he fills all the worlds, v'soyvev kol almin, and he surrounds all the worlds. These are quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh. V'chol ha'olam atzvah ha'nivrayim, and all of creation, and all the worlds are ka'ayin negdoy, are like nothing before him. And then he writes, v'avoyda b'simcha hu gadol me'od. If we go a whole lifetime not recognizing and understanding who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, then we question, how was a Jew supposed to serve B'Simcha? And a person could go through a whole Shas and not know the Ribbono Shel Olam. Get open up a Zohar HaKadosh, a Sifrei Tzadikim, the Chassidus, and flowing like water, expressions about the Ribbono Shel Olam and new understandings of who Hashem Yisbarach is. That He fills all the worlds, that He circles all the worlds, and to understand what that means is a lifetime and beyond. It's Ein Sof. But the more that we're always pushing the boundaries of our understanding, mitzat haseichel, mitzat halev, and befrat mitzat hiskalus haneshama, the more that a person awakens his neshama, which mitzat Hashem will talk about, the more that one understands Hashem Yisbarach's oneness, His achdus, only then can a person truly appreciate the privilege of what it means to serve Him. Like the Mesil Sashram writes in Perak Yitas, speaking about the Midas HaChasidus, and this is why the Derech of Chasidus emphasized so much more than anywhere else, the Inyan of Simcha. And Mesil Sashram writes, Vashcheni acharecha narutza havi'ani hamelech hadarev nagila v'nisbech habach, that Hashem, you draw me close, I run after you, bring me into your private quarters. Nagila v'nismach habach, says the Mesil Sesharim, Kol ma shezeicha ha'adam likane siyoyse lifneh v'chadri yidiyas avar yisbarach. The more that one is zeicha, to enter into the chambers of knowledge of Hashem, yoyser tigdol boy ha'simcha, the more simcha he is zeicha to. V'yi yelibay sas b'kirbay. In his heart, he'll have a simchas halev, a deep, meaningful, true simcha in his heart. The understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is really the tachlis of creation, begin to ishtamaydan, like the Zohar says, the purpose of creation is to know Him. Is to know Him and to understand Him more and more. With this we can understand why it is that the opportunity, the privilege, the knowledge of serving Him is perhaps even greater, the avodas avodah of what we do. Whether we're putting on a mezuzah, or wearing tefillin, or lighting neiros Shabbos, or learning Torah, these are all pratim, these are all avenues in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the avodah. But the avodas avodah is, begin the shemaydenle, is to know Him. And a simon of how much a person knows the Ribbono Shel Olam is how much simcha, how much delight he has in the privilege and the opportunity to be able to serve Him. And to break it down even more, the service of what we do with the mitzvahs is like an avdus which we have to Hashem. Asher avadita es Hashem alokecha, the avdus. But the simcha comes from the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But that's taking it already one step further. But the mere fact that even if a person doesn't have much of a relationship, but the mere fact that he's been chosen and he's an Eved of the Melech Malchim Lachem, and he's serving, he has the opportunity to serve. A God like this, a king like this, the Creator Himself, what could be a greater simcha? The Chafetz Chaim, he develops this idea in Shem Olam and Chelek Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph. And he writes, after developing this idea and speaking about if a person has this chus to serve a melech basav adam, kavachayim the melech machiam lachim, he writes so beautifully, Hagida na achi, tell me my brother, v'hisboine b'nafshecha, contemplate for yourself, im ol l'chadov rezeh b'rei anecha, if you've thought of this idea, which we were just speaking about, pam achas b'shavu, even once this week, or pam achas b'chayder, so maybe even once this month, or al kapanim pamachas b'shana, maybe even once a year, and I would say maybe even once in a lifetime. Liyos kol kach sameach v'toyv leiv mikiyam hamitzah k'mayzeh ha'ishana. When has this crossed our mind that we fall into the routine of avodas Hashem? To stop, to contemplate, and to think to ourselves the schus which we have. The more that we delve into the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who He is and what oneness means, what does it mean, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we begin davening with that, and we say, Ivdu Es Hashem Besimcha, and again, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Malchus HaBiratzon Kiplu Aleim, Besimcha Rabba V'amru Chulam Hashem Yimlech Leilam Voed, and we come into Shemana Esrei that way. The Simcha, the opportunity of the Avdus to serve Him. There's a simcha in that as well, and that's a different angle. And we know that the word simcha in Targum is the word chad. Like it says, Vayichad Yisrael. Chadi is the translation of simcha in Targum. Chadi is a lashon echad. Vayichad Yisrael. That there's a simcha in understanding Hashem's oneness. And this is what David HaMelech says, Toivli Toyas Picha Mi'alfi Zavachesa. There's nothing which is more meaningful, which is more precious. Every time I have a mitzvah, it's like I find the greatest treasure. Like the Imre Emes said in a letter to one of his chassidim, if somebody would pay you $1 million to not put on tefillin today, would you take it? That means that every time you put on tefillin, it's worth $1 million to you. It's simple hisboneness. Like Mesil Shem writes in the beginning of his sefer, we tend to just skip over the obvious. We know it. We heard it. But then it becomes stored away somewhere. But unless we're misbinding in it, like many things, we don't realize it and it doesn't become part of us. Like I was so surprised, one of the first times going through Mesilas Yerushalayim, that when he speaks about what the inyanim are, and then he has a section on the etzas. And every single time he speaks about the etzah, it's always the same thing, to be misbinding, to contemplate it. And over each time thinking to myself, like, what? I'm looking for like a segula, something different, you know, where's the change up? But every single time it's the same thing. Contemplate, stop, and to think about this. Think about this. It's so easy, because it's beficha v'vavcha la'asayse. You don't have to go me'ever layam or to go up to Shemayim to get it. But it's beficha v'vavcha, to speak about it, to make it real, and let it enter into the heart. Then it becomes real. Then it becomes a part of us. And before we retire at night, we say in Maariv, That we should have a simcha in your words of Torah and your mitzvahs. And then we say, ki heim chayeinu v'arichemeinu. That the v'nismach is ki heim chayeinu. That's called a simcha sachai. We say it every single day in the bracha. And then we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But there's a v'nismach ki heim chayeinu. The simcha in Avodas Hashem is our lives. And the person has to ask himself, this is a very daring question. And we spoke about this before. What is the simcha in my life that when I go to sleep at night, when the day is coming to a close, and I look back at the day and I say to myself, what was my fulfillment today? The bracha is telling us, v'nismach ki heim chayeinu, that the simcha and Talmud Torah and the mitzvahs which we did during the day, ki heim chayeinu, this is life. That's called simcha sachaim, the opportunity to serve. The opportunity every single day to serve is a gevaldik simcha. V'shivachat li'enias ha-simcha. This is the simcha shel mitzvah. So, hope to develop this idea further. V'siyata l'shmaya. But in the meantime, speaking to myself more than anyone, to be machazik ourselves in simple truths, which we know to take the time. Pamachas b'yoyim, pamachas b'shavua, pamachas b'chodesh. To remind ourselves, especially right now, we're going back into shuls. We're going back into yeshivas and halavai vaiter. It's an opportunity that to recognize and to think for a moment, what does it mean to be in a shul? What does it mean to stand before the melech, to learn his Torah again, in the proper setting, in the place where the Shechina resides, in a Beis HaKnesses? This is an opportunity. We're standing on a gold mine. To be able to make a kinyan in this inyan, we should be zeicha to a true v'nismach v'divisamotar yasecha v'mitzvah le'elavayet keim chayinu, to a meaningful simcha zachayim, to be zeicha, to that zman of shibachti and yes, a simcha, to the simcha of which the pasuk says, al roish simchasi, that will go up to Yerushalayim HaKodesh with the highest level of simcha, meherav yameinu amen.